Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the weekly weather outlook and update of the Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt, speaking to you from East Campus here in Lincoln. It is currently a beautiful day across the state with ample sunshine. Matter of fact, I don't think there's hardly a cloud in the sky across the entire state at the moment. And mild to warm temperatures, with temperatures ranging from the mid to upper 50s to the mid to upper 70s. Well, let's take a quick look at temperatures across the state. At 4 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Mountain Time, we had 77 in Scotts Bluff, 77 in Kimball, 73 in Ogallala, 71 in Imperial, 68 in North Platte, 65 in Thedford, 59 in Ainsworth, 55 in O'Neill, 59 in Norfolk, 59 in Columbus, 59 in York, 62 in Beatrice, 59 in Nebraska City, and 60 degrees in Omaha. Well, I recommend enjoying the lighter wind speeds because those will be picking up tomorrow, and then they will be blowing at near gale forces on Saturday, especially east of Ogallala. The responsible culprit is a surface low that is expected to develop in the lee of the Rockies and move northward into western Nebraska during the day on Saturday. The upper-level trough responsible for the surface low right now is kind of off the west coast. It'll be digging into California and into the southwestern U.S. in the next 24 hours before ejecting out into the high plains on Saturday. The surface low by itself isn't necessarily going to cause the wind speeds to be extremely high. Partner in crime is an area of high pressure that is expected to be in place over southern southeastern Ontario. So that will have a strong high pressure well to our northeast and a developing area of low pressure to our west. So the combination of those two things is going to lead to a pretty impressive pressure gradient and very strong wind speeds ahead of this area of low pressure. There is definitely a risk of fire danger across pretty much the entire eastern two-thirds of the state during the day on Saturday, some tomorrow, but certainly during the day on Saturday. The upside is now that we're into April, we're starting to see some greening of vegetation, which means the fuel load is a little bit less. That also means that we also are dealing with somewhat higher humidity than we would have been a month ago. So those two factors are going to help in our favor in terms of reducing the fire danger of being extremely critical, but it is going to be quite high. I strongly recommend against any sort of prescribed or controlled burns on Saturday, just too big a risk for them to get out of control. And any other sort of outdoor burning really should be held off until early next week when wind speeds are a good bit lighter. And hopefully after most everybody has received another shot of moisture. Again, you know, with wind speeds probably being in the sustained 30 to 35, maybe even occasionally up to 40 miles an hour, kind of between Kearney and Grand Island on Saturday, wind speeds in the 50 to 50, wind gusts in that 50 to 55 mile per hour range. It's going to be not the best day to drive across 80 or Highway 30 or 34 highway. Any of those major east-west highways or interstates, highways of the state are not going to be a whole lot of fun traveling on, especially if you happen to be in a tractor trailer or a semi. The good news, though, is that we should get decent chances of precipitation for pretty much the entire state. Some places likely to pick up more than others, more on that in a little bit. But by Saturday afternoon, certainly early Saturday afternoon, we should see a line of showers and thunderstorms developing across central and south central Nebraska down into Kansas. This will be on the eastern side of the surface low. To the north and northwest of the surface low, we will see kind of an area of moderate, maybe even potentially just maybe pockets of heavier rain developing at times across the northern western sandhills getting into the panhandle. And certainly there's going to be a chance of some snow mixing in or even changing to all snow in places like Alliance, Shattered, and Harrison, maybe even getting as far south as Scotts Bluff later on Saturday evening into Sunday morning. As we head into Saturday evening, Saturday night across eastern Nebraska, that area, that was a line of storms should be moving through relatively quickly. But we're probably looking at least an hour, maybe a 2 to 3 hour window of potential precipitation. It's a little hard to pinpoint exact times of the storms arriving in certain places. But my guess is if you live in Grand Island, it probably will be coming through between 3 and 5 o'clock. probably coming in between 5 and 7 o'clock around York. And my guess is in the Lincoln area, be more likely to be here between 7 and 9, and Omaha probably more between the 9 and 11, maybe even midnight time frame, with probably arriving just a little bit later than that up in places like Blair and Tecama. As I mentioned, on the backside of this low, we will definitely have chances for some accumulating snowfall. It's a little bit hard to pinpoint right now, but again, you live in the higher elevations of the Panhandle. If you're happy to be listening to this, there is definitely a chance that you could have to deal with a bit of snow during the day on Sunday. This low will move kind of pretty slowly to the east-northeast through the north-central, northeastern sections of the state. This is going to allow for additional chances of precipitation across the state on Sunday. Now, right now, the models are not extremely bullish on a lot of additional precipitation across the state on Sunday. But certainly under this type of scenario, you can expect at least chances for showers. Now, these are not going to be an all-day rain event. There will probably at least be some periods of sunshine. I think one thing we're about to watch out for, though, is if we actually do get a decent period of sun, say kind of Grand Island, Columbus, Wahoo, Lincoln, Omaha on Sunday, that could provide some extra instability for additional showers and thunderstorms that maybe produce some heavier downpours and maybe even a little bit of light hail. Just kind of taking a step back and going into Saturday night, right now the Storm Prediction Center does not have a... They have our area, or have the, say, central and eastern sections of the state highlighted as being in a marginal risk for severe weather. That does not mean severe weather won't occur, but that is not necessarily, especially considering that's less than 2 days out. In fact, they still have us in marginal risk and have an upgrade us to a slight risk. Is not an indication that this is likely to be a major severe weather outbreak. But if there is a bit more moisture that is drawn north from this than maybe what you're currently expecting, that will mean more instability. That could mean that there is an increased risk for damaging winds and hail. If the area of the state that is that most at risk for having that would be probably more like Hastings, Red Cloud, Superior, maybe over as far east as Fairbury and Hebron. But in terms of the total amounts of precipitation, they're going to be highest in the Panhandle, northern portion of the Sandhills. So it's kind of the same places that picked up a good bit of rain last week, and are also some of the same places are likely to pick up the most precipitation in the next this next round as well. So I expect somewhere between a 3/4 of an inch, an inch and a half, say in the northern part of the Panhandle, southern part of the Panhandle, half inch, inch is more likely. Most of the Sandhills is likely to pick up somewhere around an inch precipitation, and that'll be kind of true getting over into other parts of north central Nebraska as well. Southwestern portion of the state is likely to pick up the least amount of precipitation from the storm system, but I do think there will be at least a period of time on Saturday for some moisture. I think the eastern side of the state, there should be a relatively broad area of a third to maybe 2/3, 3/4 of an inch of rain. Half inch to probably 3/4 of an inch is probably the most likely range, particularly if we do have some heavier downpours on Saturday evening. I would like, it'd be really nice if this would be a little bit slower moving, or we'd have a more prolonged period of precipitation on Saturday evening and maybe help us get that inch and a half and 2 inches of moisture in the ground. That does not appear very likely. An inch is not out of the question in spots in central and eastern Nebraska, that right now the more probable range appears to be between about 1/2 inch and 3/4 of an inch. Kind of moving into the first part of the work week, Monday is of interest to a lot of people for the eclipse. Now, again, North Nebraska is well to the northwest of the path for the total solar eclipse on Monday. If you're wanting to see the total, have the potential to see the total eclipse, you need to go to southern Indiana, southeastern Missouri, Arkansas, or go down into Texas. But nevertheless, the eastern side of the state is in the what we're going to call the 80% solar eclipse range. So if that area of low pressure is kind of moved off far enough to the east by Monday morning, Monday afternoon, we should have enough clearing for eclipse viewing. But if that low pressure hangs around a little bit more, then the chance of precipitation are probably not real great. But there definitely could be some cloud cover. So again, just historical precedent would suggest that there is definitely a chance for cloud cover to sort of hang around for a portion of the day on Monday. You know, so just got to keep that in mind. And as we head toward the middle portion of the week, I think our attention will be turning toward a trough, another trough of low pressure that will be moving very slowly through the southern portion of the U.S. Now, right now, that trough, that area of low pressure is going to be most likely going to be across Texas. So the southern plains is the most likely area to pick up significant precipitation. And then Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even the Friday timeframe, that would be moving kind of off toward the northeast. So again, you know, places in, say, the central and eastern portion of the Midwest would be more likely to pick up some decent precipitation. These are some of the same places have also picked up some relatively robust precipitation totals here in the last week to 10 days. But again, a northward track of that, though, would mean that south central, southeastern, and east central, maybe even northeastern Nebraska, would be in line for some lighter amounts, maybe some moderate amounts of precipitation. But again, at this point, I don't expect any significant precipitation from this. But, you know, the southeastern corner, you know, there's a bit more of a higher chance of precipitation getting into that area. Regardless, though, we are starting to enter, we will be entering into a period where upper level ridging is going to be more predominant. That will mean reduced chances of precipitation. It also is going to mean greater chances for warmer temperatures. Most of the next week is going to feature more seasonal temperatures. So again, we'll be a little bit warmer, probably more like 60s to about 70 across most of the state tomorrow, in the 60s on Saturday, and certainly the eastern two-thirds of the state, cooler in the western portion of the state. Monday will be a bit cooler, upper 40s to upper 50s will be pretty typical across the state. So again, relatively seasonal for this time of year. That's not, that's either about average or a little on the cool side for this time of year, but nothing particularly out of the ordinary. And then we should be mostly in the mid to upper 50s into the mid 60s as we head through most of next week. So again, it's kind of pretty seasonal temperature range continuing. Nothing really cold or really warm is in the immediate term. As we head toward the end of next week and we may be getting a nice shot of warm air. So we are likely to actually have a temperature statewide in the 70s by late next week. Now, again, that is the forecast currently. There is a chance that there could be another trough moving in from southern Canada through the north central U.S. If that happens, that might drive a pretty good cold front into the state late this next week. So that may actually throw a decent monkey wrench in possibly some warmer temperatures late next week. But regardless, as we head into the week of April 13th and 14th, there is a pretty good chance that we will have a pretty decent chance of a not only dry weather, but also relatively warm temperatures. So again, I think the prognosis for getting out in the field early this year for planting, I think it actually looks pretty good for most areas where we have a lot of corn and soybean production in the state. So right now, I am fairly optimistic that we are going to get off to an early start for planting this year, just given that things aren't too wet and they aren't too cold. Soil temperatures right now are generally in the 40s across the state, and some places are even right around that 50-degree mark. So, but with that being said, they're kind of looking at a longer-term picture, as in, you know, getting past the two-week mark. There is likely to be another major trough entering the western U.S. by that, say, April 19th to the 20th, 21st timeframe. That might be a little bit further north than some of the more previous ones. That may mean a more active storm track in our area. That could mean some cooler temperatures as we head into the later portion of April after some precipitation. So, again, I don't think we're looking at a 2.5-3 week straight of no precipitation, warm temperatures to, you know, get everybody done planting by May 1st. I highly doubt that's the case this year. But nevertheless, this doesn't look like a repeat of a year where we can't get the field until May 1st either. Soil temperatures right now are frankly relatively average or maybe even slightly mild for this time of year. So again, we are looking to be in pretty good shape for getting off to an early start for planting. Kind of getting the update portion of the podcast. Again, soil temperatures right now mostly in the 40s across the state. Soil moisture percentiles are generally in the near normal range across the state. Exceptions on the high side would be across north central and northwestern portions of Nebraska, where we've had more robust precipitation in the last week. On the lower side of the percentile spectrum would be, again, southwestern and southeastern Nebraska. You look at some of the same places where we've been kind of seeing it for most of the last several months. Although we are starting to see some creeping, I'm going to call it creeping dryness on the soil moisture percentiles map starting to show up across portions of east central Nebraska again. So, you know, we saw some improvement there about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago across east central Nebraska with some decent amounts of precipitation. But last weekend storm basically produced almost no meaningful precipitation to that portion of the state. And with it being a little bit warmer late last week and certainly with some windier conditions in the last week, that topsoil, you know, top part of the profiles seen a bit taken out of it. So again, those percentiles are lower. In terms of total precipitation amounts, they did exceed an inch over parts of the Panhandle and Sand Hills late last week. And we did actually see parts of North Central, so particularly parts of Cherry County, picked up between 6 and 9 inches of snow last Sunday night into Monday. So you're going to get some quite heavy snowfall rates in Valentine last Monday morning. Right now, it's most of that snow has melted and temperatures are nice and warm again, or at least, you know, relatively mild for this time of year. So I guess the good thing about April snow is it does tend to go on the ground. It doesn't tend to stay around too long. In terms of drought monitor, again, we did not see any changes for the negative or for the positive on the drought monitor this week. Still just a bit under 20% of the state is currently in drought. The areas of the state that is most affected by drought, which again is, you know, the eastern, southeastern side of the state. We are expecting more precipitation this next weekend than we saw from last weekend's storm, but I highly doubt it's going to be enough to move the needle in a positive direction on the drought monitor in the coming week. The latest NAS crop progress report showed that 65% of winter wheat in the state is in the good to excellent category against just 5% in the poor to very poor category. Again, this is the best in terms of statewide averages. This is the best shaped winter wheat in the state's been in since 2020. So last 2 years were not full of good condition reports on winter wheat, especially at this point in time. I also just want to point out that the very first grass cast outlook was released earlier this week of forest production potential in 2024. I suppose the good news in it is that, you know, if you look at the grass cast shows chances of, or the production with above average precipitation, normal, and below average precipitation. So the good news is that even with this kind of typical precipitation, the expectation is that forage production would be kind of normal to somewhat above normal for this upcoming season, and almost a guarantee to be above normal with above average precipitation. So again, I think that is, you know, again, I think Danelle Peck is going to be on a podcast here a little bit later in April to kind of give us a little bit more insight into grass cast. I think their accuracy is, I think she tends to put a little bit more store in its accuracy by the time you get into late April and into May than she does, say, these very initial maps. But that being said, you know, we had a pretty good season last year across this, you know, the areas where we were most concerned about for forest production. And we've had relatively ample moisture in most of the same places here in recent weeks. So I think we should be in relatively good shape going into, you know, getting more into the core part of the growing season. So even if we had some below average precipitation, we probably are not looking at a catastrophic reduction in forest production. Not a guarantee, but that's just sort of the outlook for forest production right at the moment. And that about wraps it up. So that concludes the weekly weather outlook and update for the week ending April 6, 2024. Talk to you next week.